Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast.
Good morning, 7-Eleven. Starting the day with some rain and then partly sunny later on today. A high near 68. Clear and cool tonight. Looks like it's going to dip down to about 45, and we're hanging right about 60 right now.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Mandy is in here this morning. Hey, Mandy.
Hey.
Do you like scary movies?
No.
Okay, good. Well, the new movie, It, came out. And, of course, in the tiny town of Lidditzboro, Pennsylvania, some idiot decided to run around and tie red helium balloons to sewer gates. Right?
Ugh.
So, to creep people out because of that movie, It, that's in theaters now. Well, the police department basically issued a statement requesting the prankster just knock it off.
Remember last year, I don't know if it was an urban legend or
yeah.
what, when like all these people were just dressing like
the creepy clown thing. Yeah. And we kind of thought it was because about a year ago is when they were talking about remaking that movie and making It.
Oh, is that why people were doing that?
I have no idea. I don't think it was ever really explained. But yeah, it was like miles and miles away from this area, but it was freaking me out just thinking about it. Like, people in Texas or people in like California had to deal with these creepy clowns and they were creepy clowns. They weren't just regular clowns.
No, they weren't normal.
They were the creepy ones.
Is there really a regular clown?
No. But if there's anybody that's a clown that's listening, I don't want them to get their feelings hurt. I don't want them I don't want them to change their makeup to frowny face.
Don't be
face
a sad
today.
Clown. The only clown I like is the Fizbo on Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's my only clown. Well, another day, another new diet study. This time, they're telling us that low-fat diets are bad for us. In fact, according to this global study, people who are on low-fat diets have a higher mortality rate.
What?
Yeah, researchers found that people eating a diet with 35% daily fat intake are 23% less likely to die than those who consume 10% fat. I just watched an Adam Ruins Everything on this.
Oh,
is
really?
Adam Ruins Everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah, and how, like, low fat was, like, the sugar industry was
right.
paying people. Yeah, it was a good one. You should watch it.
I'll have
a good
to
one.
Watch it. That's that. Yeah, all of the diet stuff just makes no sense to me. I just like to eat food, and I'm just going to continue to eat good food.
There you go.
And I'm going to continue to eat meat. But if you're a vegan, there's good news for you. You can now cruise the open seas meat-free. A company called Vegan Travel has specialized in travel for vegans, offering what it's called the world's first vegan ocean cruise. Now, the ship's going to cruise the Norwegian fjords and serving vegan food and drinks along the way. And the week-long cruise is also going to include yoga and vegan cooking classes.
Oh, man. What if you, like, were dating a vegan and then got dragged onto that cruise?
Yeah, like, oh, you want to go on this cruise? Oh, I'd love to go to the Netherlands. Oh, man, or Norwegian. This would be awesome. Yeah, we're not eating any meat.
Yeah.
And it's like a week-long cruise.
I just
imagine somebody jumping into the ocean and grabbing a fish. Just
right?
Eating it.
I mean, it's not the meat. I'd miss the cheese.
Yes, the cheese.
Right?
Yeah, cheese is the big one.
I don't know. I think they make some good vegan cheese now, though.
They do. There's some good ones.
Some good cheap cheese dupes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Boston Globe claims Christian Isley of Revere, Massachusetts, has been growing a 500-pound pumpkin so he can hollow it out and float across the Boston Harbor with paddles.
Right? Wasn't that? That's why I would grow a 500-pound pumpkin.
Why do people grow big pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yep. He said he just wanted to grow the biggest pumpkin he could in his backyard. And I was like, all right, I've got to do something with it that's insane or fun. And I was like, wouldn't that be amazing if I crossed the harbor in a pumpkin? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, what else are you going to do with a 500-pound pumpkin?
You know what? It's early in the morning for me, and I could gag because I'm just thinking about what that smells like inside that pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you ever gutted a pumpkin, and you're like...
Yeah, and a 500-pound one, that would... Poof.
My eyes are getting watery.
All right, let's not think about it. Let's just move on here. That's trending topics for this morning. Alex Clare is on the way next. 98.